Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On, Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress, Press On, Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours, and that's fine because thanks to Impress you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press-on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press-on falsies.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Kirby.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Okay, guys, we're recording this early, because I am leaving to go to Orlando this weekend. I will be there through Monday. I'm going with Tarte Cosmetics.
So fun. I can't wait to hear all about it.
So they have this big ego summit, and it's basically an anti-bullying, women empowerment type of a, I guess it's a summit, you could say.
Yeah.
And they're bringing in a bunch of influencers, and I think 25 girls, teenagers, come in, learn about confidence and how to manage social media and all of those things. So they asked me to come in and moderate the panels and MC the summit while they're putting it all together. And I'm really excited because I think it's a really good cause. And I've been a fan of Tarte for years. So yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. So that being said, I won't be around for the rest of the week, so that's why we're kind of doing this early.
We are. By the way, I'm so excited to follow along on your trip.
Thanks.
But I'm also excited because you are going to Disney World.
Yes.
And
we're going to Disney World again.
I love
We're very excited about
following
it.
Your content when you're at Disney World.
Well, I'm also going to be pitching people some Disney stories. So it's also a work thing, which is pretty awesome. It's just weird because now I have to pitch outlets.
Right.
Instead of just going back and saying, I'm writing this. Bye.
Yeah.
So it's a different world for me.
But it's so fun.
Yeah.
You get to have your bylines on different publications.
Yeah. And people have been so nice and supportive, and I'm really excited about it. So
yeah,
maybe cool. One Sarah Tan might be getting a pitch that you'll have to forward to
whoever. Can't wait. I can't wait.
Okay, guys. So like we said last week, we have a new segment. It's called
What's on Your Face?
Yes. Sarah's brilliant title.
We're working on the jingle, guys. So for now, you have to listen to us just say it.
Yes,
exactly. Insert jingle here.
Sarah, what's on your face?
Okay, so today I don't have that much makeup on because I went to get my lashes filled, which Kirby knows I am addicted. I go every 2 weeks to get them filled. So on days that I get them filled, I'm not wearing a lot of makeup because I can't get my face wet for like 24 hours after. So I didn't really want to wash that much stuff off. So I am wearing Tatcha Water Cream, which is my favorite summertime moisturizer. It's very light. The same sunscreen I was wearing last time, Makeup Prem Sunscreen Gel, Benefit Foolproof brow powder. Shout out to Jared. The the La Mer Lip Volumizer, which is like a lip serum. Have you tried it, by the way?
No.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Guys, La Mer is not sponsoring
I know.
Any of this.
And I keep being like,
God. We would happily accept La Mer money.
Yeah.
But it's just, we're not sponsored.
But it's like it. It's supposed to be a volumizer. I'm not using it for that. I use it because I like the applicator and it's very hydrating on my lips. Anyways,
love.
La Mer. And then I'm wearing the L'Occitane Fruity Lipstick, which is a new product for them. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like a tinted balm. And then I sprayed on some mist from a car. It's a Tibetan-inspired brand just to kind of refresh because it's a little hot.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Your face looks great, by the way.
Thank you. Maybe it's my lashes.
You don't look like a naked mole rat anymore, as Sarah told me. She's like, don't look at my lashes. I look like a naked mole rat.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, you have an addiction.
I do.
This is a real thing.
All right, Kirby, what's on your face?
Okay, so I started with the Lancer Soothe and Hydrate Serum. Sarah and I just went to an event with Dr. Lancer and
DJ Tanner.
Yeah, and DJ Tanner, and they launched this new serum. It's really cool. It looks like a ampule, almost like a giant ampule that you turn to release the fluid, and then you pump it, and it will administer just the tiniest bit onto your face. I really like it. They also launched a sulfur mask that I tried last night, and I really like it, too. It has 3% sulfur in it, and I think it's great if you are congested.
Yeah,
and then you have to try it. I'm a big fan so far. I have on the La Mer Concentrate. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
La Mer.
Just deal with it.
Just consider us for when you're doing paid advertising. Thanks. I have on my Augustinus Botter, of course, the rich cream. I put on Kiehl's Daily Reviving Concentrate. I just feel like my skin is super fatigued right now. I haven't been on Instagram stories that much lately because I feel like I'm stressed and I'm internalizing it and it's coming out through my skin. So my skin's been really bad lately. But I've been putting on the Daily Reviving Concentrate to kind of help just calm down the fatigue, revitalize my entire mug, so to speak. And I really liked how it layered underneath my sunscreen. So I use a sunscreen called Coats.
Okay.
It means contains only titanium and zinc, meaning titanium dioxide and zinc oxide. It's a physical or slash mineral sunscreen. And usually when I put it on, it kind of feels silicone-y, like a primer. Mm-hmm. So I really have to blend it in. But it just smoothed on so nicely over the Kiehl's Daily Reviving Concentrate. So I'm loving that combo.
Awesome.
Bare Minerals Blemish Rescue Foundation. Great if you have oily skin. Great if you're breaking out. It Cosmetics CC Cream for Under Eye. So it's just the CC cream, but I pat it under my eyes to brighten up because it really does cover dark circles. I don't have any of the Bye Bye Under Eye right now, sadly. And then the Stellar Beauty Halo Setting Powder. It's one of my favorite powders. It's a lavender shade, so I feel like it's not too chalky. And then Core Organics Noni Lip Tint that I used on my cheeks and the Rose Quartz Luminizer to highlight.
Awesome. Your skin does not look bad at all.
Well, thank you, but as somebody who hadn't dealt with a breakout of this magnitude in probably 4 or 5 years, I can tell my hormones are going haywire. Yeah. I think it's honestly just from a change and having to live a new life that I'm really psyched about, but also like I don't want to let anybody down either.
Totally.
So, for myself.
It's also because Mercury is in retrograde.
Oh my God, Mercury is totally in retrograde right now.
That's why everything in life, when anything goes wrong, it's because of Mercury in retrograde.
Do you have the pattern?
I don't.
The Channing Tatum pattern?
No.
I downloaded it. Channing Tatum went on this rant about this thing called the pattern. He said, how do you know these things about me that I don't even know or that I was talking to my therapist about? And then all of a sudden it pops up on the app. It's kind of crazy. So I downloaded the pattern and it's like astrology.
It's like CoStar?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's like nicer than CoStar.
Ooh.
CoStar is so mean to me.
CoStar is very dramatic.
CoStar is like, you're a pile of garbage.
Yeah.
Get your life right.
I'm yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear this.
Like, when I turn my phone on in the morning, I don't want this like dramatic horoscope. Like, I want the one that I used to read on like Yahoo and Cosmo Girl.
I have way too many astrology apps. I have CoStar, The Pattern, Susan Miller Astrology Zone will always be the best. Yeah. And then I follow Chani Nicholas. Is it Chani? Sorry if I'm butchering that, but I follow her and I follow Nadine Astrology or Nadine. I wish I could remember.
A lot.
I follow my account on Instagram as if you follow me is basically
Yeah.
Astrology, beauty, and Disney.
We're going to have to do a astrology focused beauty.
Yes.
What products you should be using type episode.
And I'm just here to tell you guys, just because we're Capricorns doesn't mean we are boring, bland, vanilla. I swear to G, every single time somebody does a makeup look for Capricorns, it's either super, super minimal and lame, or it's weird as hell, totally eccentric. I'm like, that is not Capricorn.
Yeah.
You should be painting my face. If you're going to do something eccentric, it better be like money being painted onto my face. Mm-hmm. That's what Capricorn should be.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, honey. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Okay. We really went on that tangent.
Yeah, sorry. Okay.
All right. Let's talk about news. So Pat McGrath is launching her foundation. It's called Skin Fetish Sublime Perfection Foundation.
What a name.
I want Sublime Perfection.
Yeah. No, get but like Skin Fetish Sublime Perfection Foundation.
It's a mouthful, but honestly, get all over
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no, I'm same.
Get on my body.
Put it on my face.
Exactly. I want her to put it on my face.
Which
is that going to happen?
Okay, so Kirby and I are going to a preview for the foundation next week. And Pat McGrath never, like, she rarely comes to LA to do media events. Like, she mostly does it in New York. And I am always so jealous because what she does is she, like, sits, like, on a couch and everyone is around her. And then, yeah, she's applying the makeup on these editors. And I'm like, I want your fingers on my face.
So I think the influencer component of this launch is that she's doing a masterclass with them.
Mm.
So they get to kind of do their makeup
themselves.
I'm guessing themselves, okay, which is awesome. But I want Pat to pat my face.
Same.
Pat my face up, girl.
With the Skin Fetish Sublime Perfection Foundation.
Yes. So it launches on Friday, July 26th, and it's $68.
It's a little steep.
That's
but
like Armani level foundation pricing.
Which
right?
is fair.
Totally it's fair. Pat. Hey, she's a $1 billion business.
Yeah.
So I think she can definitely charge that much.
Totally.
I'm interested. I don't know much about it. I'm not sure if it's a matte situation, dewy, but there is a whole system associated with it. You get the primer, the foundation, and the powder for $150. You could just buy the foundation separately. You could buy the powder separately. You can buy everything separately. I think the biggest takeaway, though, is that there's 36 shades of foundation, and she did it right, people.
Yes.
If you go onto her website, you can see the grid and the gradient of all of the shades. She's actually posted on her Instagram. She color matched the deepest of deep models, a stunning, beautiful model whose skin is black.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, this was the perfect color match. I couldn't even believe it. So she has 7 shades of light, light medium, medium, medium deep, which is truly medium deep. And then 8 deep. Shades of deep. Okay, so the one color range that has the most options is deep, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah.
I think probably one of the only other brands that has done this is Beauty Bakery and Iman Cosmetics.
Mm-hmm. The foundation range is exactly what a foundation range should look for all brands.
Totally.
Like, take note, you guys.
Yes, and when you go onto Pat's website, because we know you're going to pre-order it, I'm just impressed. I'm impressed with what the medium looks like, with what the deep looks like. I love that it has undertones too. The shade light one, it's the lightest with pink undertones. Great for people that are fair. Then there's light medium 14, and it has a neutral olive undertone. Great. Because people tell me that I have neutral undertones, that I could lean pink or really, really warm. But then I also get people that think I'm way, way on the cooler side. And I don't want to be cooler. I want to be on the warmer side.
Totally.
So I always lean more towards the yellow olive tones anyways. So this is going to make it easier for me to go in and want to shop this product.
It has Vita Serum Complex. So there's skincare built into the foundation, which is awesome.
So the foundation has the serum in it. 5 shade levels, custom curated for all skin types and
satin
all undertones.
Finish.
Satin finish, great. So it's not matte, but it's not dewy either. And it says it builds weightlessly from a sheer veil to flawless medium coverage. Okay, great. I'm all about that.
Oh, and it has Diamond Core Powder Technology, which improves skin texture by optically smoothing and blurring the appearance of fine lines and imperfections.
If this is true, if this actually does this, great.
Yeah.
let me invest in Pat McGrath. I mean, I want to invest in her anyways, but I'm 32. So is Sarah. Yep. I'm seeing these fine lines around my eyes that are coming seemingly out of nowhere. Probably from squinting at my phone all day, every day. You know what? I used to work with somebody who said that she hasn't moved her forehead in like 14 years.
That's like people who are like, you shouldn't smile as much.
But that's what Kim Kardashian does. She doesn't smile. I honestly, I know this sounds super, super lame, but that's why you don't see me cheesing it up in photos a lot, because I don't want to accentuate the lines around my eyes. I know that's super vain and dumb, but
no, it's true. My mom just feel tells like crap. Me I smile too big.
I love your smile.
I and know.
And people but also tell me when I smile, they're like, oh my God, I love it when you smile. Lines. But I'm like, I look decrepit when I smile.
Okay, that's not true. But
just saying.
Sorry, I'm excited to try this to see if it actually works.
I'm excited too. Sorry. I'm having a little pity party for myself. I need to knock it off. But anyways, that's what's happening. Okay.
We will report back on the foundation after we try it.
Yes.
Some other exciting news. Everyone's favorite makeup sponge brand, Beauty Blender, they're launching makeup brushes.
The OG.
Yeah. The collection's named The Detailers, and there are 5 different brushes. There's a powder brush, a shadow brush, a crease brush, an eyeliner brush, and a dual-ended eyebrow and spoolie brush. So everything you need. And they're cruelty-free, made with vegan bristles. But the cool part about the brushes is that 3 of them have a cooling face roller on the other end.
Yep.
So it's meant to be used to prep your skincare before you apply your makeup.
Okay, I like this idea. I'm looking at them right now.
They're cute.
They're super cute. They don't look like a lot of brushes that are out there, especially I think it's the eyebrow detailer brush.
Mm-hmm.
There is the side that fills in the brow that has the edge.
Yes.
But then the spoolie situation, it looks like that's also a hybrid. So one side is a spoolie and the other side is a comb.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what that looks like?
Oh, yeah, that is. There's two different ends.
I mean, I think I would probably buy that one alone just because I'm a big fan of spoolies in general and combing through my brows and my lashes.
Yeah.
Super interesting. Do you guys want makeup brushes from Beauty Blender?
You know, so here's the other thing. They're not cheap.
Okay, what's the price
point? The range is 22 to 60.
Whoa. Okay, so the big powder brush called the Big Boss, it's like any other thick looking powder brush, but it has that end that's supposed to help cool your under eye and your face and stuff.
I wonder, like,
it's $60.
Yeah, $60. Also, like, are people really going to use the other end? It's a cool concept. I'm just wondering.
I agree.
Also, like, you have to really be on top of making sure it's clean.
That's true.
But they're really cute, and I hope we get to try them.
This is what I'm wondering. Are they synthetic? They're not real hair, right?
They're vegan.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great. Vegan. Love. The crease brush looks nice. I think, like, the brow brush is probably, what is it called? The player. It's a 3-way brow brush.
Yeah, so that one looks most interesting for sure.
The comb and the spoolie.
I will be interested to see how they do. All right, what else is happening in the beauty world?
Okay, well, if you are on Instagram, you probably did not miss the Kylie Skin trip where she got on her private jet with her Kylie branded water bottles.
Everything.
And Kylie branded sweatsuits. And I at first I was like, is this a press trip or an influencer launch trip or what?
It was a press influencer trip for her friends.
Yeah, so it's like Stassi Baby or whatever her name is, and a few of, you know, her makeup artist Ariel. They were all on this trip living their best life. Kylie Skin, the second drop is, I mean, she got a lot of flack for the first drop, which was all face because it included the walnut scrub. I remember, like, reading that somebody really liked the eye cream because it brightened their under eye. I'm like, it did not brighten your under eye.
You can't see, but I just rolled my eyes
so hard. Yeah, she, like, almost got her eyes stuck rolled, like, because ugh. I'm like, it didn't brighten your under eye, sis. It definitely didn't. It maybe cosmetically brightened, but it didn't actually reduce your under eye circles in the long run. Sorry. Hate to be that person, but it's the
truth. Maybe if you're, like, 15. And
you don't have that many.
You don't
have They're not that dark. Yeah. So the second drop is, and honestly, when I saw this, I was late to the game because I think she announced it Friday and I didn't see it till Saturday.
Yeah. In true Kylie Cosmetics fashion, she always, since we used to have to cover her like religiously. Mm-hmm. She would always do it on like a Friday in the afternoon, and I'd be the only one online, so I'd have to cover it.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry, so, friend.
Anyways.
But the second drop is all about the body. It includes the coconut body moisturizer, coconut body scrub, and an SPF 30 body oil.
Which sounds very interesting.
What does?
Question mark.
What does? I want to cry reading coconut body moisturizer.
No, the body oil.
Okay, yeah. I'm interested with that. I'm wondering, can you formulate a body? I mean, I know they exist, but I'm always curious, like, I mean,
does it actually work?
Because, like, Banana Boat has a body oil that's SPF 30.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So how, I mean, I guess it does protect, but
you probably have to reapply every 5 minutes.
Yeah. So this is what it says. This is according to Harper's. Our friend Jenna wrote up the news, which is like truly the only post I could find online that was just straight news and not some drama between Kylie and Jeffree Star about this.
Oh, gosh.
But she says the three new Kylie skin products are lightly scented. The lotion and scrub both carry a faint coconut scent. The scrub uses sugar, not walnut particles. Thank you for clarifying.
Thank you.
To gently exfoliate and moisturize the skin, the SPF 30 sunscreen oil uses chemical UV filters but is oxybenzone free. Okay, I can get down with that. I think out of anything that I'd want to try, it might be the SPF 30 body oil. Guys, I don't know how much I have to complain about coconut oil. Yeah. I just, whether or not it's because of the fragrance they consider it coconut or because it includes actual coconut oil, I'm just never going to trust a product that has a ton of coconut oil.
I also thought
it.
We were like done with coconut.
Yeah.
You know? Like, but that this was is very the thing. 2015.
True. But, and also, I mean, what's your opinion on this? Because I'm very much a stickler of when I see coconut oil in a product, I am terrified.
Same.
So, are there products that are formulated the right way that include a little bit of coconut oil? Like, what about brands like Kopari? I mean, I know people that are obsessed with their products, but truthfully, I am scared to try them on my body and face for fear I'm going to break out.
I have to say, I have loved all the products that I've used from Kopari. Okay. Their lip product, which I think has like some coconut oil on it.
Okay.
Or in it. And then their like shimmer, which yeah, I actually the wore, shimmer, for, yeah. wore on for my wedding. Okay. Our wedding. I'm looking at Matt. Our wedding, Kirby.
for our wedding. I got married.
Surprise!
Surprise. That's why we launched the podcast.
Anyways, the one thing that I am super hesitant about coconut oil products for my face.
Okay, I mean, like, that's what I'm nervous about. Because yes. I do love the body shimmer situation. Yes. And that's why I'm not nervous. This isn't a coconut body oil.
But there's a coconut body moisturizer.
Yes, that's what I'm scared. I mean, yeah. I don't want acne. I don't want any acne.
I also just like, I don't know. I mean, I think for some people, coconut, it smells like vacation to them. It smells like the beach.
Yeah.
But to me, like, I ingest it. I cook with it. Mm-hmm. So it like reminds me of like food.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that
it's personal for sure, but I don't know.
I think the thing that drives me nuts about the skin launch from Kylie is it feels like a bunch of old dudes are like, what's buzzy right now? Oh, people really like this walnut scrub.
100%.
We have learned. Yes. Okay. So
we have evolved.
We have evolved. I also think this whole body lotion line and scrub and all this other stuff that she has coming out, it's definitely someone saying, isn't coconut oil buzzy? Right. And then they just make a whole thing. Kylie, yeah. I want you to have some integrity, boo. I know you're making billions.
And you're busy, like,
you're booked and busy.
Raising a child.
You're taking these photographs that are so, I don't understand. Why are you, why is somebody taking a picture of you while they're crouching at the front of a boat? I don't get
it. That's like my nightmare angle.
I'm like, sir, kind sir, whoever's taking this picture.
Always from above.
Yes. Sea
Never
level.
From below.
I need like.
Yes.
Make it chin up. That's why I love when Patrick takes photos of me because he's literally a foot taller than me.
Yeah, same with Matt.
So I look like I'm at least 20 pounds lighter and like an angel.
Yeah,
cherub.
People all, because I am 5'2", I'm very short, and people always, not a lot, some people try to take photos from below because they think
what
that it's going to
make
me look
with
taller. And I'm like, no.
That's the devil.
That's the devil doing that.
Yeah, no, not okay.
I'm not kidding. If you take photos from that you might need to go like get saged or something.
Yeah.
The devil has gotten into your body.
The bottom line is, if Kirby and I ask you to take our photo, don't you dare kneel or get low.
But you know, like when we take pictures at things now, people, like the minute a phone gets you see it dropping, you're like, no, we're not doing this, please.
Or if they try to just zoom in on the face, I'm like, no, full bod, but not from the butt.
Yeah, I'm like, please. Ugh. We should teach a class.
Next podcast. Episode.
Do you want to buy into our master class on how to properly take a photo? Maybe. Okay.
Okay.
Tell me about Khloe Kardashian.
Yes. Okay. So not to make this super Kardashian Jenner heavy, but she did just come out on Vogue. You know how they have their really cute little series where they do a Get Ready With Me? So she filmed it in her bathroom, and it was her new mom beauty routine. And True made a appearance, and she is so freaking cute. But she walked us through the whole routine, and I was actually like mesmerized. I don't like usually watch all of those videos from start to finish, but I thought she was really good. And you know Khloé, she's very entertaining. But
I love Khloé.
Yeah. Here are some of the takeaways from the tutorial. She uses witch hazel as a toner, which Kirby and I talked about.
I'm clutching my pearls.
Yeah. It's just an interesting choice.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's just interesting.
Did she say what brand? Was it the Seabreeze? Oh, Thayers.
I think it's Thayers, which is not bad.
No, yeah. I mean, it's fine.
But she said that she used it, or she was drawn to it because of the packaging or something. Like, it was cute. But, you know, whatever. Same.
Okay, cool.
Packaging is important.
I mean, no, packaging is important, but interesting.
She used Elta MD sunscreen.
Love. Yeah, love.
That she said she learned from sis Courtney.
Good choice, Court and Khloé.
Yes. And then she used some Drunk Elephant.
Love.
She said that she piles on the oils at night.
Okay, honey. Yeah. Allison McNamara is all about that.
Yeah, I want to know what oils she piles on. And also, like, is she using it with a creme?
It better not be. Here we go.
It better not be coconut oil.
The creme and the coconut. This is what we'll harp on this entire podcast lifespan. Great. It better not be coconut oil. And I hope she uses a creme.
Yeah, me too. I'm sure she has three large vats in her bathroom. Which, by the way, she also shared, and I don't know, I didn't know this, but she bought this house that she is currently living in from Justin Bieber. So her vanity room situation used to be Justin Bieber's sneaker closet. Yeah, I know. It was a very entertaining video. And she was like, so Justin had all his sneakers here. And then I was thinking, like, what would a girl's dream closet be? And it would be my dream vanity.
If those walls could talk.
What they have seen, my lord.
Oh, my God.
Shield my eyes.
All of the NDAs that have been signed in that establishment, let me tell you. Yeah. I would pay good money to know. Seriously. That would be actually an amazing thing to hear. Excuse me, what happened in this room? Well,
maybe. Yeah.
Let's go into it.
The most alarming thing was that she, Khloe Kardashian, who has access to all the makeup, has all the money, her sisters make amazing contour palettes. She has been using a MAC contour palette that she said she's had for 10 years.
So the thing is not that she's using MAC, because we love
MAC. Yeah, we love MAC.
Why do you have a MAC contour palette for 10 years? Is it the same one?
It looked like used.
Worse for the wear?
Yeah. Which I too have things.
There are
that
some things
I
won't let go
but,
of.
Yeah, there's some things I won't let go of, but it seems like she uses it on the daily. And also,
is she worried
if it really is 10 years? We need to do a whole episode on, like, when expiration dates, because it's very important.
Look at the little jar on the back of your pot.
Also, if you think that you've had something for 10 years, it's probably time to let go.
I wonder if she's just terrified it got discontinued.
That it got discontinued, yeah. She was also using a brush that had been discontinued, and I can't remember what brand it was. And she was talking about how...
It's probably MAC.
Yeah, it's probably MAC. Anyways, it's a really good 15-minute watch, I suggest.
I saw it on Vogue's Instagram, and I really wanted to watch it because they did a little clip of her and True.
Yeah.
And I just think True is the cutest. So she looks like the happiest baby.
Yeah.
Okay, PSA, my good friends. Neutrogena's LED face mask has been recalled. Now, I'm just going to be real.
Are these the masks that have been around?
Yes.
And they're just recalling
them
now.
They launched them either last year or the year before.
You've seen them on Instagram, guys.
You totally have. Some of you even messaged me because I posted this on my Instagram that you bought this. You will get a refund, but this is what Neutrogena had to say. You may have noticed that the Neutrogena Light Therapy Acne Mask and Activator are not available where you shop in the United States. That's because these products have been recalled from wholesalers and retail stores. Our decision to recall this product has been made out of an abundance of caution. They go on to say that when used once a day as directed, it's safe to use, but that reports of visual effects associated with the use of the acne mask include risks for eye injury, photosensitivity, if you have certain underlying eye conditions.
I'm just like picturing someone using this and then they were like, holy shit, I can't see anything.
Yeah, it just says if you experience any visual discomfort when using the mask, you should stop use and contact your healthcare professional. And then for questions including regarding a refund, contact our consumer care line. If you guys Google light therapy mask Neutrogena, the first thing that pops up is the statement, and then you can see the phone number to contact to get a refund. But we bought this product at Pop Sugar a couple years ago to have somebody test it out to see if it would work. It broke within like the first two uses. And honestly, not all LED products are made equal.
Totally.
You can't just buy a $30 mask and expect it to work as well as these professional LED products that you're getting in a facial.
Like a light stim.
Yeah. A light stim is a great investment, but it's an investment. Right. Same with the Tri-Light investment. Like I said,
is the Neutrogena mask? It's like, or how much was it?
I thought it was like 30 something.
Okay. So
it wasn't that expensive.
They did
say $36.99.
Abundance of caution, which probably means like one or two people had a bad experience with it.
But true.
That's in, I mean, I think, well, I don't know, enough to do a recall. But
listen, if I was running a company of that magnitude, I'd be doing everything to be on the safe side. So
If you guys have one, get your money back.
Get your money back and just know that this is a thing.
Listen, I feel like I love doing my hair, but it is very time consuming. Like you have to set aside a time. It affects my entire schedule. If I have work to do and then I want to go to the gym and then I need to take a shower. I don't know how the working mother does it, a la Sarah, but even for me as a singular woman with a dog, it's hard to find the time. But
you have to like work backwards. You're like, I have this event on Tuesday, which means I need to wash my hair on Monday night, which means then I have to do my workout that morning. It's just like, it's too much.
It is too much. But we are grateful for products that make it a little bit easier.
Yes. Okay. On the frizz front, which we know that I have been struggling because of these baby hairs that are sprouting out, I'm so grateful for Way's anti-frizz creme. It is a beautiful product. I have been using it and it's been saving me time because it does it all. It provides that immediate frizz control and it lasts for 72 hours, which is incredible. It helps reduce and repair my split ends. And according to Consumer Perception Study, which I am included in that, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. There's tons of other Way products that we are devoted to.
Put a dollar in the jar every time I talk about the detox shampoo. That is the best shampoo of all time.
You should put your face on it, like a sticker on it, because I do think of you when I use it.
I love it. It's thick. You don't need a lot of it. You lather it up nicely in your palm. You put it on your head. It makes your hair clean, your scalp clean, but it's not too clean feeling, which, you know, I don't want to feel like squeaky clean. That's not the vibe I'm trying to get off.
Exactly. So pick up that shampoo, pick up the anti-frizz creme and get 15% off. So go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and enter promo code GLOSS for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code GLOSS. All right. So this episode, we thought it would be a good idea to talk about how to wear makeup in this heat because it is summer, it's getting hot, and we want to make sure that our makeup stays on our face.
I used to hate writing these stories or doing videos about this stuff because I'm like,
Can't
you Google this? Doesn't this exist? But people still, you guys care.
Yeah.
You want to know. I feel like things evolve and things change.
Right. And there's a lot of little
tips and hacks and tricks.
Yeah. And someone even emailed me today and was like, I'm melting in New York City. And I'm like, yeah, actually summers are so brutal in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so humid.
Yeah. Does it get humid in Texas?
Oh my God. Especially in Houston. But I mean, in Texas, I remember when I moved out to LA, I was like, thank you, Jesus, because Texas had over 100 days of 100 plus heat the summer I left in 2009.
What?
I'm guessing it probably got worse. But even here in LA, come August, yeah, it was like my mom was like, I hate everybody. I want to kill people. Shocker. Yeah. Janet Johnson, like having a moment. But she.
Love Janet.
But when people think of LA, they think of like great weather all the time. Global warming is real.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you this right now. August and September are les mis for us.
Yeah.
So we're all just bracing ourselves.
We don't have like a fall here.
Nope.
It's just a long summer and then that's a quote winter, and I'm putting that in quotes.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, wow, it's 65 degrees. Yeah. I need to bring a jacket with me to Disneyland.
But anyways, what I'm saying is that I can't really speak to how to keep your makeup on in humidity personally, but we do have some research.
Yes.
But you can speak to
it
too.
And I can speak to it because I feel you on a deep level. Growing up in Texas, hell on earth half the time.
Ugh. The first step, I think everyone can agree, is that skincare prep is still super important.
Totally.
Hydrating your skin with moisturizer because it helps to create a barrier that'll protect your skin from the heat and the sun, but it'll also create a nice foundation for the rest of your makeup so that it doesn't slide as much.
And I was going to say, like, you want to look dewy in the summer,
but not oily.
Yeah. Or sweaty. Right?
Yeah.
So maybe avoid going super dewy with your makeup look. Avoid excessive highlighter. Mm-hmm. Anything that could make you potentially look like you're shinier than you're going to end up being.
Right. We don't want that.
Just steer away from that.
Unless that's what you want to look like, but I don't know anyone who wants to look like that.
And there are places that you can put highlighter and stuff, which I'll get to, that will be conducive to the look, right? But prep your skin. Use that lightweight moisturizer. I love Sunday Riley Tidal.
Oh.
It has water gel cream.
Doesn't it have enzymes in it too?
Yes.
Yes.
I wrote an article about it a few years ago about how I truly think it's the best moisturizer in the world.
Yeah.
I haven't used it in a while just because I've been trying out so many different moisturizers, but in the summer, it's so nice.
And I use the Tatcha Water Cream, which is a similar consistency where it's kind of like a gel. So I feel like lightweight is the way to go, and maybe don't use any oils during the day especially.
Yeah. I mean, if you're an oil person, fine, but
give it time to absorb.
Yeah, give it some time and maybe just do one instead of a few layers. Also, I would say if you're looking for like a cheaper kind of like a water gel alternative to Tatcha or Sunday Riley, Sephora Collection.
Yes.
Makes one.
They have a really great one.
And we talked about it.
You know who else makes a really great one?
What?
The consistency is similar to the water cream, but it's like a gel, but it's a little bit on the creamier side, but still very lightweight. Mm-hmm. It's Versed,
which
is Who What Wears beauty line that is sold at Target.
Yeah.
And now I think Revolve Beauty.
Great.
But it's like $10 or something. And yeah, I think it's a great option for summer as well.
But yeah, I would avoid heavy creams during the day for show.
Yes. No creme.
No creme. No creme.
No creme.
No creme.
Okay. Kirby, I think that we have gotten, not think, I know we have gotten so many questions about sunscreen and you are like an expert. So can you explain like what we should be wearing
totally
in the summer?
Okay. So I'm speaking from personal experience. I have melasma. It is brought on by my IUD. It's a hormonal based discoloration of my skin. I'm gonna do a YouTube video for my channel all about melasma because I could talk about it for hours.
There was a listener, Michelle, who told us that she learned that she had melasma because of our first episode.
Which makes us so happy.
So you're changing lives.
Wow. Thank you guys. Thank you. Thank you. We are changing lives.
Yeah.
So I have to wear sunscreen all the time, and the best sunscreen for me is a mineral / physical block, sunblock rather. Here's the deal. You want to wear sunscreen
But you also want to make sure that you're not going to get chalky.
Yes.
Unfortunately, with a lot of mineral sunscreens, because of the titanium dioxide and the zinc oxide, it might leave a white cast to your skin. That's why so many people love chemical sunscreens.
Yeah.
Because they can be clear.
Also, the chalkiness is why I know so many people who don't wear sunscreen.
Y'all, that breaks my heart. Because I know.
They're like, my makeup will cover my skin and protect my face.
No.
No, no, no.
No, no. That's wrong. Your buzzer is so good.
It sounds like a dead or like a
an animal. In the corner like, don't. Leave it to Kirby. Leave it to Kirby for that.
I'm trying.
Bless, but like bless your heart. Bless your heart. You've really tried it, girl.
What I really want is the Price is Right, like, losing horn sound. Patrick, put it in here. Yeah, anyways. Okay. Sorry, continue.
Anyways, you have to wear sunscreen. I'm not going to shame you for wearing a chemical sunscreen, because I actually recommended a few chemical sunscreens on this podcast, like Neutrogena and stuff like that. If you like a clear sunscreen, great. I just think you're going to get better protection by using a physical sunscreen. I use Coats, like I said earlier. But
what is the Tatcha one that we both really
like?
Oh
my God. What is it called? I wish I could remember. It's a good one. It feels like skincare.
Yes.
And the same with Ulta MD. It has that physical block, but it also feels like skincare.
And it also, it acts like a primer for the rest of your makeup.
Totally.
Which is nice.
Yep. And it helps your makeup to go on smoothly. It doesn't help it to stay on per se.
Right.
And it doesn't mattify per se.
But it's a nice layer.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. So it's a nice layer. So this is not necessarily a tip for keeping your makeup from sweating off or anything, but you do need the protection.
Yes.
There's also an option when it comes to sunscreen after you've already applied your physical block, and that's the brush-on block. So
yes,
it's powder. You can use it to mattify, which I think is great. And then
are you talking about the ones that have a brush and then the powder at the end?
Okay. Yeah. Supergoop makes one. Peter Thomas Roth.
Dr. Pimple Popper just came out with one.
Really?
Yes, which I think it launches, it either just launched or it launches this month, which I'm very excited to try.
Love Dr. Sandra.
That's like a great product to just throw into your bag, because it's very important to reapply throughout the day.
There's also a video that's circulating on Twitter. It's of a woman using a beauty blender to reapply sunscreen over her makeup. I have thoughts about this.
I feel like that's genius.
I think it's smart, but then also I'm like, I guess if it's a physical block,
yeah.
Yes, because that needs to be the last step. But then also, is it making your face white? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try it.
Yeah, we should try it.
And see how's it goes. I mean, the chemical.
Oh, you know, do you also use, Supergoop has one, the spray that has sunscreen in it.
Yes.
Although I'm like, is it really evenly distributing across my face?
Yeah, I don't want to worry about that, honestly. I love Supergoop, and I think they make amazing SPF products. But I think in terms of protection, I just want to make sure I'm actually rubbing everything in the right places. And don't forget your eyelids.
Yes, and tops of your ears, but also your lips.
Yes.
Do you use sunscreen products like SPF lipsticks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lip balms?
Lip balms. There's a bunch of them.
Shiseido makes one?
There's only like SPF 15, I think, though. You want to protect your lips, because we're seeing melanoma is preventable, but we're seeing a rise in it. We're seeing it on lips, eyelids, things like that. And I actually got,
Supergoop also makes the powder for your scalp.
Ooh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the hairline
part.
And
they made an eyeshadow with SPF in it.
Yes. I actually wrote about that in my beauty newsletter. If you guys aren't subscribed to that,
oh my gosh, if you guys aren't
subscribed, Beauty News,
100% you are missing out.
I aggregate all of the top beauty news from every outlet, including social, and just send it to you twice a week. So I do all the heavy lifting.
It's my favorite.
Thank you. But I mentioned it because I hadn't tried it yet. And people were like, oh, I actually love this stuff. Not necessarily to protect my eyes, but I just like
it. It's so pretty. Like, wait, so you haven't tried it yet?
No.
Oh, I have it in the other room. I'll bring it out.
The thing is like, I bring it out. Let me put it on right now.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to sun protection, it's not necessarily something you're doing to keep your makeup on. But if you're hot, and this is the point I'm getting to, if you have melasma, it will become more prominent and more noticeable when your body heats up. Any type of heat. So whether that's you're getting a laser treatment or even a chemical peel that might heat up,
or you're out at the beach or the pool, or you're just sweating, even at the gym, which sucks, mm-hmm. it will make the hyperpigmentation look more prominent. And I have to wear sunscreen because of that, no matter what. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily, the sunscreen's not going to keep you from overheating, but it's going to protect your skin, especially if the sun is part of making your skin, the hyperpigmentation look even worse.
Melasma or not, though, wear sunscreen, guys.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Please. But great tips. So now we're going to talk about primer, which the both of us don't really wear primer.
So primer is interesting because I feel like it was created to help smooth out pores initially and hide pores, which is smart. But for me personally, if I use a silicone-based primer, it does not keep my makeup on.
It's like it feels oilier. Yeah.
It like moves around and gets really patchy. That's primarily why I don't use it. But then I felt really validated by Mario Dedanovic because I went to one of his master classes with Laura Mercier and he was doing the model's makeup. And of course, I was there with a bunch of influencers and like a part of every influencer's step, you know, makeup step is include
a primer.
And he just like kind of went into the makeup and didn't apply a primer. She's like, excuse me, what primer? One of the girls, excuse me, what primer did you use on her skin? He's like, I don't use primers. I don't believe in them. I think if you really hydrate your skin properly, it's a great base for your makeup and you don't need a primer. And I was like, thank God, because I felt like I was missing out on something.
Totally.
But really, I don't think you should have to add something to your routine if it doesn't work for you.
Kate Lee, who is, she does Keira Knightley, Kate Winslet. She does like a bunch of celebrities. She also does not use a primer. I went to her masterclass and someone asked, or maybe I asked, and she was like, I don't believe in it. Because if you do enough of your skincare prep, you don't really need it. And yeah, why have an extra layer?
I mean, I'm not anti-primer by any means. It just is not something for me.
And some other makeup artists suggest using it.
But can I just say, I lied in that I do use primers sometimes, but not the primer that you would expect for your face.
Okay.
I use Urban Decay's eyeshadow potion for your eyelids.
Yep.
I put that under my eye and around my nose and the creases of my nose. And then if I know that there are areas that I really want to cover up, like my melasma spots, I put it on top of that before I apply my concealer and it keeps my makeup from moving throughout the day.
Interesting.
It also helps from the lines from my sunglasses when I'm driving.
Yeah.
That works great. And then also NYX's glitter primer. It's like spackle for your skin. Your makeup will not move. I'm telling you right now. I learned that because I was testing it out a few years ago for a shoot just with glitter. And I'm like, wait a minute. If this is going to keep glitter on, I wonder if it'll keep other things on. And it kept my foundation put. It kept my concealer put. It did not budge.
Wow. So I'm going to have to get some of that.
Yeah, and the NYX one is super affordable. It's like $6. Any glitter primer I think would work great. But then I love the potion from Urban Decay because it has this really pretty doe foot type wand. It's like a leaf shape, actually. And it just feels really nice. So
I also have a new tip that I learned using a primer, but not in the way that you would typically use a primer. And I keep talking about her, but I was in Paris with her.
Yes.
Kate Lee. And she did my makeup. And it's really hot in Paris right now. It's like, I think, in like the 80s. And she didn't want to apply powder on my face to set my makeup, but she used her hack is using a damp beauty blender to apply a mattifying primer on top of your makeup on your T-zone.
Oh.
Yeah, on your T-zone and then like under the eyes. And I swear, like, I wasn't shiny the rest of the night or oily. And this is a trick that she uses on the red carpet with the stars.
Oh, Kurt. I wish I could roll my R's, but I can't.
Oh, Kurt. It's so cute, though, when you do it like that. But anyway, so I was like, wow, I should be.
I'm trying.
Why haven't I been doing this all my life?
I'm going to be trying that.
Thanks,
for sure.
Thanks, Kate.
You're the best.
I like that, like, we have these
little hacks.
Primer hacks.
Oh, here's the other thing. This is actually like a beauty rule that I tend to break. Everyone's like, don't put liquid over powder. Because you'll get cakey.
Yeah.
Okay, friends. I keep on saying I feel validated, but I do things to my face and then I'm like, am I doing this wrong? And then I'll see a makeup artist or an influencer, YouTuber, whoever do it. And then I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So I felt validated because Jackie Aina does this. She'll put powder
on before she conceals, just spot treat, not like all over her whole face.
Okay.
But she'll put it on. And I was doing that too because I noticed when I had a blemish or something, I would put on concealer and then powder it.
And you could see it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I was like, what the hell? But then when I put on the powder and then a concealer on top, it just covers it so smoothly. It stays put and it doesn't budge, especially if it's hot outside.
Oh.
So I don't recommend, you know, dousing your entire face with powder and then putting on foundation. But if you have areas that you know... My problem areas are the creases around my nose and then where my sunglasses sit. And I swear it just does not move.
I'm going to use that.
Yeah, I think it's like a really useful hack. You have to perfect it. It'll probably take a few times testing it out to really see if it works for you and how to do it properly.
Yeah.
But it has changed my life.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about foundations.
Yep.
If it's a really hot day... like I'm going to the beach or, you know, I'm going somewhere that it's going to be really hot for a long time, I tend to use like tinted moisturizers. Same totally. With you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the Sulwhasoo Cushion Compact that I use almost daily is like my go-to because it has sunscreen in it and it's very lightweight.
I use the Coats sunscreen because it has a tint to it. Mm-hmm. So it just blurs the skin and it gives me like the physical protection too.
But if you have to go somewhere like a wedding... and it's hot.
Oh my God.
What foundations do you like to wear?
I've been there. Okay, Urban Decay All Nighter. I swear to G, that stuff does not move. It just stays on your face. So does Becca. Becca has a really good one. Mm-hmm. I actually, let me just plug my former employer here. I wrote an article for Pop Sugar last year, and it's called 13 Products That Help Makeup Stay Put Through the Depths of Hell or August Heat. And it includes like all of my favorite picks. So I like Beauty Bakery.
Beauty Bakery, they just use, Sir John just used the powder on Beyonce for
yes,
that.
Yes, he did.
Right? Okay.
The flower powder.
Yes.
Which is great. I love Urban Decay's Naked Concealers, but their all-nighter concealer, just like their foundation, it stays put. Lorac actually makes a really nice creamy stick concealer that like you know, press the bottom and it will push itself up. It's really nice. It's thick enough and it doesn't dry totally matte, but I find that it doesn't move as much as other concealers. I really like that. Oh my God. Why haven't I not brought this up? I should have mentioned this during primers.
What?
But there is a moisturizer that I am obsessed with. And I'm
what
not...
What is it?
I'm not paid to talk about this, but I talk about it so much. It's Dr. Brandt's Mattifying Hydrator.
Okay.
It's from their Pores No More line. So they made a primer for the Pores No More line. However, they made this mattifying hydrator last year. It's a pore minimizing gel. It's blue. It has like these little blue spheres in it. And
oh,
then they break apart.
This.
I love this stuff. And I use it as a primer. It makes my pores look like they're completely gone. I'm a huge fan of it. But it hydrates the skin too. Okay. So I feel
and
like...
And is it... It's a gel?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like a double duty thing. It's super lightweight. I don't feel like I have something heavy on. It sets... really nicely. So then when I put on my makeup, I feel like my skin is primed and ready to go and I didn't have to use a silicone primer. So I'm a big fan of that.
Have you used the Shape Tape matte foundation?
Yes. I do like Shape Tape
yeah.
a lot. I'm a
Me
big
too.
Fan of Shape Tape.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Shape Tape too. And then their foundation that they named after their best-selling concealer.
Yep.
I think, by the way, the concealer, it's like a very impressive stat. It's like they sell one Shape Tape like every 30 seconds or
Tarte,
something.
I think, does foundations really well. Minus the debacle.
Yes.
Okay. We know it
yeah.
exists. We're not
going to
go into it.
There's an asterisk.
Yeah.
But the formulas.
Yes. And I think they corrected themselves, which
they did.
Was smart.
Yes.
They have done their due diligence to really correct that in the right way. But I have loved a lot of their foundations over the years. I love Rainforest of the Sea.
Yep.
I love the new Found Sealer.
The Amazonian Clay.
Yes. And that's a good
foundation.
One if you're just oily.
Yes.
But yeah, I think that the Tarte Shape Tape foundation is really great.
Mm-hmm.
Makeup Forever launched the Velvet Matte Skin last year, which has a beautiful shade range and is one of my absolute favorite foundations. When I wear Makeup Forever Matte Velvet Skin, people like ask me if I did something to my face.
Oh.
Please keep thinking that. I did a lot to my face.
Like,
I put on this foundation. It's great.
The Paris filter, but in real life.
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, it really helps with it. can someone just do that? Whatever you need to do to my face to make me look like that in real life. So those are some of my favorite products. I will say too, I want to give a shout out to Wander Beauty. Their concealer, mm-hmm. one side's a bullet, looks like a lipstick, and the other side is a doe foot, mm-hmm. so it's more creamy. The side that's the bullet sets beautifully, and it's matte, so it doesn't move around the face. Mm-hmm. And I'm a really big fan of it.
I have not tried that. I'm going to have to try that.
It's called Wonder Beauty Dualist Concealer. Okay. And guys, we will put every product we mention in the podcast in our show notes. And we're working on a website so that you can recall all the different products from all the different episodes.
Stay tuned.
Yay.
What are your thoughts on waterproof products, like waterproof eyeliner, waterproof mascara for the summer?
I'm a big fan. I think waterproof mascara, I think a lot of people love waterproof mascara even without it being the summer.
Yeah.
Just because it helps you hold a curl.
Right.
There's plenty of waterproof mascaras that are super affordable. You can buy them at CVS or Walgreens or Duane Reade or wherever. Target. All those good places. So I'm a big, I like waterproof mascaras. Waterproof eyeliners,
they never look the way that I want them
to. Yeah. And I feel like sometimes people are like, it's super creamy and it blends, but then it sets and it doesn't move. And then I'm like, but it doesn't work that way for me.
No, it looks dry on me and then just not like kind of like crusty.
Crepey. Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's like crepey yeah. on the eye. And yeah. I'm like, eh.
Yeah. So then what I usually do if I'm going to wear like a cat eye or something, like I'll use a liquid eyeliner or gel eyeliner and then I'll go over it with a eyeshadow
yep.
of the same color.
Yep.
Right.
And a lot of makeup artists that work on red carpets do that too. It's just, it's basically like powdering the skin. But yes. In eyeliner form.
Okay, on that note, yeah, layering your products is a great way to help make your makeup stay put in the heat. So like we said, the powder shadow on top of the eyeliner and then also using a powder blush on top of a cream blush. Mm-hmm. Just make sure your cream blush isn't super oily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or else like, it'll get patchy.
Yeah, and slide. No slip and sliding on the face.
No, thank you. Yeah, I feel like that's a super easy tip.
Yeah, and then like, a cream eyeshadow underneath a powder eyeshadow.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Great.
Another thing we recommend doing is carry blotting papers. My tip for this is I feel like it's a waste for me because I'm so oily anyways in yes. my T-zone. So I feel like I'm going through 15 of them at one time.
Yes.
I use a beauty blender. I have a little tiny beauty blender.
I remember the first time that I saw you whip it out of your purse and I'd be like, what is she doing? And then I was like, wait, that's genius.
Yeah, it's for the under eye.
Yeah.
It's a little, what is it called? I can't remember.
I remember.
It's yeah. like a little tiny guy. I will use it to, you know, blot under my eyes, blot my forehead. That way I'm not adding more powder, but
you don't want to add more powder to your face throughout the day on a hot day, guys.
Exactly.
It's going to look cakey.
So I love the little baby beauty blender.
Yeah.
It makes me happy.
I need to start doing that. That's a really, really good idea.
Thanks.
I do love Tatcha's blotting powder papers.
Yeah, the original.
Like the OG.
The OG. That was OG first product.
The OG that Vicky Tsai was just pregnant in New York creating from her apartment.
Yep. Those are great. But I also love, Clean and Clear.
Yeah.
Those are like the true OGs.
Yes, right.
From our childhood. Love those. They work. And then Boscia.
Oh, yeah.
I believe they have like the green tea like one or something.
Oh, yes, the green tea one.
Yeah, I like those too.
Mm-hmm. And then we also suggest using a mist throughout the day
yep.
to refresh your skin.
This is what mists are for. I think a lot of people are like, why do I need a mist? Like we see them on Instagram because they're pretty and people are spritzing all over their face. But mists are meant to refresh your face, whether that's refresh your makeup or just make you feel cool and,
yes.
and refreshed. Some of them are, you know, pH balancing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not wearing makeup, it's great to spritz your skin. I will tell you a story. One of the very first, actually the very first beauty product I ever bought with my own money was Mario Badescu
yes.
rose water.
I can see it in my eyes.
And
or in my eyes.
I can see it.
I'm like crying.
You, yeah.
Oh my god, I have Shingami eyes.
Oh my god.
We said we were gonna talk about Grimes.
I have to talk about this now. Guys, What drugs is Grimes on?
Sounds fun, to be honest.
Can we go to Joshua Tree and take the drugs? Like, what if we invited Grimes to do drugs with us in Joshua Tree?
That would be great.
Patrick and Matt will supervise.
We'll go sword fighting.
Oh my
and
God.
Then did we'll have guys, our eyes removed.
Did you hear this? Okay, so Grimes said that she got part of her eye removed to cure seasonal depression. And at first I was like, this has to be an exaggeration of this headline. No, she got the film removed from like the top layer of her entire eyeball, right?
Yep.
Not just like LASIK or something.
No.
Not no. Like they like, you know, LASIK, how they go in there and they slice through the top layer of your iris and then they do whatever.
Also, let me read the tweet that she
tweeted
yesterday.
Dramatic reading, please.
I got Shingami eyes. It cost me half my lifespan, but now I can see the true name of everyone and when they will die. Only the real ones will understand.
Can we get her on this podcast to tell us when we're going to die? I want to know that.
That's like, what? I don't even.
You have to be on some hardcore drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just like creative genius on another level.
Maybe you're just not a real one.
Yeah. It's true.
I'm not a real one, bitch.
We're not a real one.
Sorry.
Also, is this my God. Like, is this a current?
Is that her?
Her Twitter avatar photo. She has black eyes.
Okay, that actually
that's frightening.
Chills me to the bone. I'm terrified of this woman.
Yeah.
What were you talking about? It was like Midsummer.
Mario Badescu.
Sorry, Mario Badescu.
Back to...
We're like, drugs. Mario Badescu. No, I bought...
My eyes.
I bought Mario Badescu.
Yeah.
When I was a wee 13-year-old, I read in Allure magazine that Hilary Duff loved Mario Badescu. So I made my mom take me to Austin, Texas. People will appreciate this. Lux Apothétique, the only place they sold Mario Badescu at that point.
Oh my God, you probably felt so cool.
I was so cool. I had like the biggest, they didn't make tiny bottles. So I had like this giant bottle of Mario Badescu that I kept in my backpack in middle school.
Oh my God,
Sarah, it was embarrassing. I would get in class and literally open up my bag and then spritz with, this thing had to be at least like a foot tall.
A beauty editor from the start.
From the start. People would ask me what I was spraying on my face. I'm like, it's rose water. It balances your skin. And then they were all like, oh my God, I'm buying this. And they all went and bought it. So I was an influencer at the early aughts.
Basically what you're saying is Mario Badescu owes you like $1 million.
Mario, just mail me my check. Appreciate that. Love ya. No, but Mario Badescu has a good mist. I know we keep talking about Tatcha. Tatcha has a great mist.
And they have a new one, the Satin Skin Mist.
What did you think about it?
Their oil-free liquid powder face mist.
Okay.
It has clay in it.
Yes. Okay. So this is the thing. I tested this out. It did mattify my face.
It's not meant to like refresh your skin the way that their other one did. It's meant to mattify.
Which I think is good for summer.
Yes. And for people who have oily skin. But you didn't like it?
I did not like it.
Yes.
I had issues with it squirting and misting out of the bottle or out of the
whatever. It was just like a straight shot.
Well, it got clogged. I think it was because of the clay.
You know, that happens to me often with mists, and then I don't know how to fix them. That happened with my Caudalie mist.
No. I think they actually fixed the top of the bottle because I was constantly having problems with this. And I was like, I love this mist. Caudalie makes one of the best face mists.
If you want to feel like you're at a spa in the middle of the day.
I love that thing.
Yeah.
I want to bathe in that water, whatever it is, the rosemary and all that good stuff.
I really want Caudalie to invite us to France.
Oh my God. They invited some people on a trip to Bordeaux and I wanted to cry. I was like, do you understand? I used to steal the Vino Perfect Serum from my mom when she would go and buy it from Sephora.
Oh my God, Janet,
she was an OG. I'm an OG. I am a diehard fan of Caudalie products. And
yeah,
listen, I'm
we're booked available.
And busy until I'm am available for Caudalie. Okay.
They make one of my favorite mists. The one that I said that I was wearing today from a car is a really great one. They are an indie beauty brand.
There's so many mists on the market, guys. I would just buy the travel sizes and test them out.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. And then don't forget a setting spray. So setting sprays can be great. I actually talked to celebrity makeup artist Meredith Baraff. She is known to have worked with, I mean, she works with the Victoria's Secret Angels all the time, but back in the day, like when they were the hottest thing ever. But she works a lot with Lea Michele. Okay. She just has a lot of really big celebrity clients. And we were at Pop Sugar Playground a few weeks ago, and she asked me about setting sprays. Mm-hmm. She's like, what do you think? And I'm like, I don't know if I necessarily believe in them with my whole heart, because a lot of them, for them to work, are loaded with alcohol. But the one that I would recommend is by Skindinavia.
Oh.
And Skindinavia makes the one by Urban Decay.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say
all-nighter.
I was like, plot twist.
Yeah, plot twist.
Because I feel like setting spray is synonymous with, Urban Decay is synonymous with setting mist.
Yes.
Like, and that people is the, just, you think of that.
That is the only setting mist I truly believe in. They just made this one, and it's called Summer Solstice. I'm sorry, I'm really excited about it. It's called Summer Solstice.
Skindinavia did, or Urban Decay did?
It's Urban Decay's.
Oh, okay.
So Skindinavia makes Urban Decay formula.
Got it. Okay.
So if you read it, it says, like, by Skindinavia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Urban Decay just made a new one?
So they made a new all-nighter, but it has a fragrance.
Oh.
But it's not bad. It's not bad. It's like refreshing.
Oh.
And it didn't mess with my skin. But it's called Summer Solstice. It smells like Tom Ford Neroli Portofino, which is my absolute favorite fragrance of all time. It's not a heavy scent, but you can tell. And because the original doesn't smell like anything.
No fragrance.
I dig it. And it didn't make my skin weird or erratic or break out or anything like that. I'm a big fan.
It must be in one of the 30 packages I have to open.
Sarah has, like, it's getting offensive at this point. She's like, oh, look at all my boxes I need to open. I'm like, you need to open these.
I know. I'm sorry to all the publicists who are like, just checking in to see if you receive my package. I'm working on it.
Can I tell you that I've been excommunicated from some of the PR already?
Who?
I'm not going to obviously name names, but I was so sad because I was like,
how do you know?
Because
what if they're still sending it to your office?
No, because I'm still doing the rounds where I'll go to the office and pick up any packages. And I haven't gotten.
What if people are stealing?
Nobody's stealing anything. But the lovely admin assistant emails me and tells me. So, like, last week she was like, you have a bunch of packages here. And I emailed the brands and I'm like, hey, I don't work there anymore. Yeah. Obviously, can you forward to my new address?
How dare they excommunicate you so quickly?
Listen, I'm here to tell y'all I'm sorry that you feel like I'm not good enough because I don't work for a publisher in-house anymore. But when I'm really famous, you're going to regret it.
Yeah.
Because I could be talking about your product right now. And then people will go back like Meghan Markle and be like, Meghan Markle loves
this
product.
And then we're going to write a million articles about
Kirby Johnson
favorite.
Uses this face mist. And then Mario Badescu is like, please be our brand ambassador. I'm like, great.
Yay.
I'm also really rich and famous.
Yay. I can't wait. Great. I think that's all our tips.
Y'all probably think we're crazy. Obnoxious. But you know what? We know that you love us deep down.
You keep coming back.
Yeah, keep coming back. And we're glad to have you.
Episode 3.
I know. I'm like, this has only been 3 episodes. We really need to chill out.
Yeah. It's only going to get weirder from here, guys.
Oh, my God. And I have a really brilliant idea for Sarah and I. Should I even put this out there? Yeah. I kind of want to put it in the world.
Sure.
Maybe it won't happen. But I told Patrick this, and he also thought I was maybe a genius. I sent you the
what
voice
are we doing?
Memo yesterday.
Oh. Should we talk about that?
Should I?
Let's just say we're trying to plan a fun
launch
party.
And where my mind goes is not where regular launch parties go.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be a come and get
let's
a mini
not,
facial.
Yeah, let's not give it away yet because what, you know, let's secret.
Because, I was going to secret it into the world.
Okay, but let's secret it into the world.
No.
The universe.
No, we're not doing it.
What do you mean? No, right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. But you have to say it to secret it into the world.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yes. Like, you have to say what you want, and then it'll come to you.
Can't we, like, write it on a piece of paper and then, like,
well, I mean,
it
listen,
then, like,
I already said it
ashes.
To you and Patrick and my mom.
Oh,
I feel
that's
like
enough.
It will be secreted at some point. But let's just say y'all are going to want to be a part of this. It might be my best idea yet.
Yeah. No, it's pretty brilliant. I can't wait.
I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
while I was driving, sending you a voice memo. Okay, good times. This is getting annoying at this point, right?
Yeah, we're annoying. We're not annoying.
Okay, Matt's shaking his head no.
Well, I can't wait for next episode and to hear all about Orlando.
Thank you. And I can't wait for next episode because we have no idea what our next episode is.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds us.
Yes.
You guys, please leave us comments about what you think we should talk about on the next episode. We'll put a call out. And also, please remember to subscribe.
Yes, please subscribe. We love seeing you guys comment on Instagram. And I know that some of you are probably not listening through Apple Podcasts. You're maybe listening through Stitcher or Spotify. If you listen on Stitcher, I don't know what the technical term is. I guess you subscribe on Stitcher. You add it to your library. Also, follow us on Spotify. And then when you are on Apple Podcasts, just subscribe.
Yeah.
Just go and subscribe on that little button. That helps us. That helps us get seen by more people when they go to Apple Podcasts. And also rate and review us. We love to read the feedback.
It's like my favorite.
It is my favorite. And we love how engaged you guys are on our Instagram. So thank you for being so awesome.
Thanks, guys. Really just means so much. So.
And thanks for dealing with us. We're just little people trying to make it in the world, and we're trying to figure out
little Capricorn.
Yeah, we're just trying to figure this little podcast world out.
Yay.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh my god, I almost said that was love so you loud. Again. I almost said
love
I
you
love
guys.
You. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Why do I always want to say I love you?
Because
I'm crazy.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.